Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. I'm Brad Pollock. Bob Leonard is in the studio today. Gary Bell's out of town. We're here to talk to you about personal injury law. We are personal injury lawyers. Bell and Pollock has been together for over 35 years. We've practiced in the Denver metro area during that time period. We also have an office in Steamboat. We have offices in Greenwood Village. We have offices in Denver. We're here to take care of your personal injury cases and your personal injury matters. If you've been hurt in an accident, if you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of someone else, you should contact us. We have put together a model or a way to talk to you about a legal game plan so that we can put together a legal game plan for you, for your individual case. Each case is its own specific case. I know you hear a lot of stuff on the TV. You hear a lot of ads where people are talking about how they can get all sorts of millions of dollars, or implying, even though they say every result is its own result, like they can get you millions of dollars, and they're always talking about how they got 10 times and 20 times the amount, or how they have the secret ideas of a get the picture, and here's the way you want to do our cases, and here's what we can do for you. And what you need are lawyers who are well-grounded, who want to represent you in a case, can advise you in a case, can keep you advised and let you know where you're going in your case, and can actually put together a legal game plan for your particular case. Not every case is going to be worth millions of dollars. And a lot of times, even if a case is worth millions of dollars, there may not be insurance that covers that particular case. Not every case is going to have insurance where you can get 10 times the amount or whatever the amount. You have to be able to put together the game plan to know what your parameters are and what you can do in your case. We've been talking, Gary and I have been having a series lately about how insurance companies will try to defeat your claim. We do this series and we do this radio show. We've been doing this radio show for over 10 years. And we do this radio show so that we can talk to you about things you need to know in advance, things you should do in advance, things you should do once the accident happens, things you should do after the accident happens, who you want to go to, and what you want to do. If you've been hurt in an accident, call Bell and Pollock. You can reach us at 303-795-5900. You can find us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. And we're happy to have either Gary or I or one of the other attorneys, experienced attorneys in our law office. We'll meet with you. We'll talk to you. The first consultation is free, so there's no reason not to come talk to us and get an idea what your game plan is, determine what you want to do, who you want to hire, and how you want to pursue your case. And get some realistic ideas. We're not going to be able to tell you what your case is worth at the time of that you walk in. We can talk to you about parameters, about ranges, but once again, a case takes time to develop and determine what the case is all about, and that's what we're all about, is making sure you have the best and top quality representation. I'm here today with Bob Leonard. Bob, how you doing?
Doing great, Brad. How are you this morning?
Doing well, thank you. Bob and I are going to talk to you today about surveillance. This is a technique that insurance companies use to try to defeat your claim. And they will try to do this. They try to do this both through adjusters when you first have the accident, all the way through trial. And Bob, in workers' comp claims, they even do it after the work comp claim has been resolved.
Yeah, if you don't do a full and the final, they can continue to watch just to make sure that, you know, that you're not trying to, quote, cheat the system. You know, Brad, I looked up the definition of surveillance. And it says here, surveillance is a close observation, especially of a suspected spy or criminal, or, you know, the definition of the Merriam-Webster dictionary. It says that surveillance is the act of watching someone or something, especially in order to prevent or detect a crime. So, you know, you've been hurt in an accident, maybe workers' comp claim, automatically they think, you know, look at you as if you're just trying to get some money probably from the case. And just by looking at the definition of surveillance, you know, you're in the position of being considered a criminal, or, you know, maybe committed a crime.
Sure. That, you know, hey, insurance companies, defense lawyers, insurance adjusters, large majority. Now, there are some good ones out there, and I hate to say it that way, but the large majority, they consider you dishonest. They'll treat you like a criminal. That's the first hat they put on, is this is a dishonest person who's trying to cheat the insurance company, cheat the person that hurt them, cheat the system, and is a criminal in essence, and should be treated like a criminal. You know, Bob, I want to go back to one thing, and we won't spend a lot more time on it. But when you said, if you don't get a full and final, in a work comp claim, you could still be surveilled. What, explain to the people out there, what do we mean by a full and final?
Well, you know, when you have a work comp, workers' compensation case, at the end of the case, they would do what's called a final admission of liability, where they pay you for your injuries. And at that point, you have an opportunity to either say, I want to complete the case, and they'll pay some additional funds so that you're out of the work comp system. A lot of times you do a full and final, leave the medical bills open, and they still would treat you. And during that time period, I mean, it may go on for years. They're going to be observing you. If you complain about a back problem, for instance, and they'll be watching you to make sure that you really indeed have a back problem, they might watch you, you know, do daily activities of life, maybe go in the grocery store, lifting heavy bags, and come back and use that against you. So it doesn't end just because you did a, you know, a final admission of liability. They're going to continue to watch you and try to, at some point, try to avoid or try to limit their liability and paying medical bills for you.
And now, and when we talk about surveillance, and so in workers' comp, when we talk about surveillance, if you don't complete your case, like Bob said, if you leave it open, you're giving yourself an opportunity, or you're leaving yourself available to be watched for the rest of your life, for as long as you're collecting the money, for as long as that's going on. Is it something they can do legally? Yes. Is it right? Well, you got to stop and think about that. Do people try and cheat the system? Yes. Do people get caught cheating the system, and that's why they justify the surveillance? Yes. But on the other hand, you've got to understand that surveillance starts most of the time in personal injury cases. It can start almost immediately. And surveillance isn't just now the day where a private investigator goes out with a conspicuous camera to get camera footage or to capture footage that allow the insurance company to you know, spring on you the fact that you're able to do things you weren't able to do, or spring on you the fact that you're not hurt. Surveillance can go in a number of different ways. Now, that is a way they do surveillance, Bob. I mean, they do send people out that'll camp out of your house or go around places or watch you do things, and they'll take photos of you and video of you.
You know, Brad, we've had clients comment, you know, people watch them when they go to the store. I actually had some video that they presented to us that showed my client going to a big box hardware store, and they had a camera in a purse or some kind of box, and you could see the shopping cart. He was walking through the store, and they were just following around. And when he was looking at nails, looking at pieces of lumber, you know, they watched him as he picked up a piece of wood. Then they followed him from the big box store to the drug store, and they followed him. They watched him as he was waiting in line to get his medications. And, you know, they marked down that he stood in line for 15 minutes waiting to get his medications. Then they followed him to the grocery store, where he went to grab a gallon of milk, and it happened to be on the bottom shelf. So he's had to stoop down and pick up a gallon of milk, which weighs about 7, maybe 8 pounds. And they tried to use that against him, saying, oh, violated his restrictions for lifting. Oh, he bent over, his back couldn't have hurt, because how could he possibly pull down a gallon of milk from the bottom of the cooler at a King Supers if his back hurt? I mean, so they're watching him all the time, trying to find some way, some entree to avoid having to pay him, you know, what he would do. Considering what kind of injury he had.
So begin with the first element of any kind of surveillance is trying to get the person on camera doing things that they think runs contrary to the injury that you have or the injury your doctor's diagnosed. And that happens to begin with if you start with a situation where when the adjuster calls, and especially before you have a lawyer involved, when the adjuster calls, you start talking to the adjuster and giving the adjuster a lot of detail, a lot of information. And the adjuster starts asking that. This will happen the same way with insurance lawyers. They'll ask you a lot of detail and a lot of questions. And what do we mean by that? They'll start saying, what can't you do? How does this affect you? How are you limited? And if you're saying, well, I can't bend over, they take that literally. They take that recorded statement, can't bend over. And then they send somebody out to see you bend over. As a matter of fact, a lot of times, let's say you're in line, they'll have somebody set you up to drop something in front of you and see if you politely are bending over to get it for the person. Because they take that comment. Now, what they're going to do later is they're going to take those words In the recorded statement, I can't bend over. And then they're going to take the video showing you bending over, and they're going to say, we got you. And now you're a liar and you're a cheat. And so you have to be careful what you say when you're being interviewed, as far as I can't bend over without pain. I can't bend over without discomfort. I have to be careful when I bend over. It hurts when I bend over. There's discomfort. And if they say, well, is that happening all the time? Does that happen every time you bend over? Be careful. Because we know that injuries, pain, will wax and wane. Sometimes it's 2, sometimes it's 8. But if you're definitive and you've said these comments, they will go out and try and get you.
You know, it even goes to, they'll send you to a doctor. And you think, you know, going to the doctors is a safe place to be. But don't let your guard down, because they're watching you from the time you walk in. Maybe you take the shortcut across some gravel, you know, the planting the gravel instead of taking a sidewalk. You know, they're watching you to see if you can walk, you know, your balance, and see if you trip or stumble. You know, they might even drop a pen or pencil on the floor and watch you pick it up. And, you know, if you claim you hurt your back and you pick a pencil up the floor, don't think they're not watching you. I mean, they might have people in the waiting area watching you. So just because they send you to a doctor, don't let your guard down, because they're watching you from the minute you come in, because they think that most workers' comp people being that are in the work comp system are frauds. In fact, Brad, I just pulled up an article on the internet, said that they estimate that that $7.2 billion in fraud in the work comp system.
And you see, now we can, and believe me, this is also outside the work comp system. It's personal injury cases, the work comp system. We've talked to you, and you can listen to our shows. You can go back and check them out, where we've talked to you about the fact of the first interview. What happens when you interview with that adjuster? This happens even outside the work comp area, and it happens in all personal injury cases. Now, is every personal injury case involve surveillance? No. But is it a potential? Yes. Do adjusters set you up for it in their interviews? Yes. Do defense lawyers set you up in their depositions? Yes. And in their interrogatories? Yes. Do they do all sorts of surveillance? Yes. So we're going to talk more about surveillance. Right now, we're going to take a short break. And you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in studio. Gary Bell's out of town. We're here to talk to you about personal injury topics every Sunday morning. We're a half an hour long show. We've been doing this for a long time, for over 10 years. We're happy to discuss things with you. But if you have any personal questions, call us or contact us through bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, or 303-795-5900. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in studio today, talking to you about personal injury topics. Today's topic is how surveillance is used by insurance companies to defeat your claim, to try to create a picture about you that is not entirely accurate. They try and get certain information, and if they can make it so it's not entirely accurate, and they can cause doubt or question that allows them to open the door to call you a liar, to call you a thief, to call you a fraud, to call you somebody who's trying to take advantage of the system, they're going to do it. And that's why you have to be careful. If you have questions about your personal injury claim, if you've been involved in an accident, or if you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another, give us a call. Contact us. You can reach us at bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, or at 303-795-5900. We're happy to discuss with you your legal claim, put together a legal game plan, help you understand some of the ins and outs of how insurance companies will try to defeat your claim. Believe me, they're trying to defeat your claim from day one. Their job is to give you as little money as possible when you're dealing with the adjusters and with the defense attorneys. It's not to give you a bunch of money. It's to give you as little money as possible. Do they think that's fair? Yes. Do they consider each and every one of you to be a fraud or a potential fraud or a liar? Yes. Do they look to find inconsistencies? Yes. And a lot of times the way they find their inconsistencies is they take what we do in normal everyday life and they turn it into particular specific representations and then find activities that belie or contradict those representations. They take things like that they use to their advantage. Like, you know, how many times have you walked up and people been introduced to somebody or see somebody and say, "How you doing?" And you say, "Fine." It's just normal. It's almost a reaction. "Yeah, I'm doing fine, doing good, thank you." They'll take that as you representing you're doing fine, you're doing good, and you wouldn't be lying to the person that you said that. You must be fine, you must be good, you must not really be hurt. And it's just a word that rolls off your mouth. And when they start talking to you about your injuries, they are taking every word that you say and they're using it to gain an advantage in looking for a way to make that trap you. Now, we talked about surveillance, and we talked about the old-time surveillance where somebody will camp out in front of your house. Somebody will camp out at your work. Somebody will follow you to the grocery store. Somebody will be watching you. They've got cameras. They've got video equipment. They're making sure they see you whenever you're doing anything to find if it contradicts anything that might that you might have said concerning your injury. But there's another type of surveillance that's become very popular with insurance companies because it's a lot easier for them to do it. And it also catches people at times when I would say they're at their weakness and not paying attention to what's happening. And that's through social media. And Bob, what goes on with social media surveillance?
Well, you know, a completed Facebook page has over 40 pieces of information on you. So they go to Facebook and they find things like who you're hanging out with. You know, they can use it to confirm alibis. They can use it to confirm facts and losses. Facebook is awful. I mean, it's our public enemy number one when we come to our clients because they put so much information on there and it's so easy to collect the information from Facebook. You put a picture up, there's metadata behind that picture. They can tell where the picture, when the picture was taken. They use it to find out if they get a picture of you. So when they do the surveillance, they can identify you.
Now I know a lot of you are thinking, well, wait a minute. If that's what we're doing, if somebody's got something on the Facebook that proves them to be a liar, what's wrong with the insurance company using it? Well, sometimes pictures mislead people. They mislead a person as far as what's going on. Sometimes they're not even accurate. Sometimes the comments that are put on Facebook are not even accurate. Sometimes it's false news. Sometimes it's a statement that is meant in a different capacity, in a different way. You've got defense attorneys. Well, let's talk about that. Here's an adjuster or a defense attorney that friends you. Now, you know, you're thinking, well, that's how they get on my Facebook and that's how they learn about me. They friend me. Yes, they friend you. Is the adjuster really your friend? Have they just lied? Have they committed a fraud? Have they said something that's not true? But do we just let it slide? When the defense attorney or the defense attorney's paralegal or staff friends you to get on to Facebook to find out about you, is that a lie? Is that not true? Is that a false representation? Let's say we've cut that off. Let's say that's not happening. But they friend somebody else who is into your Facebook page so they can learn about you. Are those all lies? Are those false statements that are being made? But yet we all let those slide. We don't even worry about that source of information. We don't worry about how that happens. As they use that information to be able to attack you. You know, we have insurance companies. You have defense lawyers who will get on to physical therapy and their Facebook pages for the purpose of trying to see if the physical therapy will show patients actually being treated. Is that something they should be doing? Is that really where they're friending the physical therapy to use social media in the proper context, in the proper way? No, it's not. But they do it. And a lot of times what they're getting on Facebook is they're getting information that either allows them to use something against you because it's taken out of context, it's being misused, or what they're doing is they're taking the information they learn from Facebook to be able to learn about you. You say, I'm going on a vacation, headed for a trip. I can promise you, if they're involved in a case and they're surveilling you, when they find out you're going on a trip, they're going to have somebody out there to be able to follow you and to do surveillance on you while you're on the trip. And once again, they're looking for things that, taken out of context, are going to be able to be used against you by taking other statements you've said and other positions you've taken and using them to be an exact statement.
You know, Brad, we've had clients where they'll take a picture. For example, I had a client that went to a concert with a friend. And it wasn't even on her Facebook page. It was someone else, one of her friends, had a picture showing a group of women at a concert. And they said, well, look, you couldn't be hurt. You went to this concert. You know, we also had another client, I think, in the past claimed he was disabled. Yet on a third-party website, they showed him on top of climbing a 14er saying, hooray for me. You know, look what a great job we've done for this client. You know, he came in and said he couldn't do anything. That's what he claimed and told the workers' compensation or the defense attorneys. But, you know, on a third-party website, a friend, this was just someone he received medical care from, they put on their website saying what a great job they've done rehabbing this person. And, you know, you just don't know. You know, there are multiple layers of social media available.
Now, what's the problem with that? Well, let's put it in context. The person says, I can't do things. Can you know, I used to climb mountains. I can't climb mountains anymore. And they go, okay. They write that down. The person says, you know, I used to shovel my sidewalks. I can't shovel my sidewalks anymore. They write that down. Then they go in and they do their surveillance. And they get these things. And they show that the person, in fact, went out and did shovel his sidewalks for a few minutes. They get a 30-second or a one-minute clip out of literally a day's worth of surveillance, maybe a week's worth of surveillance. They get this one-minute clip. They grab that one-minute clip, and they put it in front of people. They put it in front of the jury. They put it in front of you. And they go, see, he's a liar. Here's where he told us he can't shovel sidewalks anymore. Here's where he's shoveling. A lot of times you can tell they're working you into it because they'll say, well, can you shovel anymore? And we're not allowed to see the surveillance until after the deposition. And they say, see what a liar he is? Let me tell you something. The reverse side happens, though. When they say, the guy says, I can't shovel a sidewalk anymore. They say, well, have you tried? If he says no, they say, well, then how do you know you can't do it? And if they say, well, yeah, I tried. Yeah, I did. Now they're saying, see, he can shovel a sidewalk. They get a minute's worth of shoveling that they don't get after that the person had to go inside, lay down, couldn't do anything for the rest of the afternoon or the rest of the evening, was in pain, had to take pain pills, had to take medications, and had to go see the doctor. Same thing with climbing a mountain. They get, oh, he climbed a mountain. They don't get all the facts and details behind what it took to accomplish that and what effect it had on the person to completely verify the fact that he goes, I can't climb another mountain. I'll never be able to climb a mountain. I can't do it. I tried. And hooray for me, I got up here. But when they come back down, they go, I can't do that again. And I'm not doing it again. But they will use it to say you're a liar because you said you can't climb mountains.
You know, like Brad just said, they catch the person doing something, but we don't really know, they don't know what it took for that person to be able to do the job. Maybe he had to take multiple pain pills before, you know, had to take medication. So just so he could walk out the door, maybe he did shovel, but we don't know what happened after he shoveled the snow. Maybe he had to lie down for another 2 or 3 hours and couldn't get out of bed the next day. Like, you know, they take a small snippet out of a full day and following someone around. I mean, you know, I had a client that had to repair a hole in his roof and he was on a ladder. Well, he wouldn't have normally done that, but he had no choice. He had to protect his property. And of course, they picked up, you know, they had a video and showed him climbing up a ladder. So, I mean, they'll use anything they can to prevent having to pay a claim.
So what do you have to do? Well, what do we tell our clients? We tell our clients to live their lives. We tell our clients to pay attention to what they're doing. We tell our clients not to let false friends friend them. And if they have friends who are being friended by somebody's false, watch what you're doing, watch what you're putting out there. We tell our clients to be more selective in their words, to watch how they're saying it, and maybe give explanations. That's why it's so important to have a game plan and talk to the lawyer immediately. Because you're going to talk to an adjuster, they're going to start trying to get this kind of information. It's so important to know in advance, well, wait a minute. Some of these words that I'm saying, although they may be true, they have to be tempered. They have to be explained. Some of this comment, you got to be careful with on what's being said. Because if they can get you to be definitive and to make statements that they think can close the door or box you in, they're going to send surveillance out to try and prove you wrong. Or to try and prove that you're a liar. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in studio today. We're talking about surveillance, how the insurance companies use surveillance to try to defeat your legal claim. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll come right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in the studio today. We're talking about how insurance companies will use surveillance to defeat your legal claim. Bob, you have any closing comments or any closing advice for our listeners?
Well, you know, Brad, we were talking about tempering your words, making sure you use the right words. And you mentioned something about you go to the doctor and say, how are you doing? And you say, I'm feeling fine today. Well, guess what gets in the record? Bob feels fine. What does the adjuster say? We're not paying any more after today because you said you were fine. So just watch what you say, watch what you do, and watch where you leave your tracks. You know, don't put stuff out on social media unless you can, because it'll be used against you.
That's why it's so important that you talk to a lawyer before before you get too heavily involved with talking to the insurance companies. We're here to help you. We're Bell and Pollock. We're champions of the people. We're if you've been hurt in an accident, contact us. This is the time of the year. We got snow. We got bad weather. We got a holiday season coming up. There can be distracted driving. There's people who are doing things they shouldn't be doing, not paying attention. They're going to hurt you. And when they hurt you, it's going to be up to you to make sure you get fair compensation. Bell and Pollock, we'll talk to you about your legal game plan. We'll talk to you about where you want to go with things. We'll talk to you about how you get off social media or what you want to do. And we want to talk to you about making sure that your words are measured to be accurate, not to lie, to be accurate. And when all that happens, then you'll get good recovery. We'll be able to help you get that good recovery, and that's what we want to do. So please listen to our shows. Go back, listen to stuff we've been talking about. And if you've been hurt in an accident, if you've been hurt on the job, give us a call, talk to us, and let us make an appointment for you and represent you. Until next time we talk, have a good, safe holiday. Be careful out there, and we'll talk to you next week.